I turned on the evening news, saw an old man being interviewed, turning 102 today. I asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is, don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. Well, I was glued to my TV when it looked like he looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. 'Cause when you hourglass runs out of sand, you can't rip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. I've been trying to slow it down, I've been trying to take it in, in this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. So don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25. Then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. Just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there in bed, and you're praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. No, don't. Life goes faster than you think.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fear of new fires in Southern California. The reason Santa Ana winds are back, and they are strong, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
Those red flag warnings actually go all the way down to the Mexican border. We saw a couple spot fires even in the San Diego County mountains. So we'll be keeping an eye on all of it. San Fernando Valley, back to Thousand Oaks, the western Santa Monica Mountains. We're watching really closely for wind gusts of 45 to even 70 miles per hour.
Lots of questions for President-elect Donald Trump's pick to head the Pentagon. Pete Hegseth questioned about his statements concerning women in combat and other issues. Today, several more cabinet picks, including Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi and Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio, will be before Senate committees. President Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation tonight. The inauguration of Donald Trump will be held on Monday. ABC sources confirming that tech moguls Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg will be alongside Elon Musk in the front row for the ceremony. This is ABC News.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were lower with double-digit losses. February down the 75-cent limit to 1985, March down 68 to 1959, April down 43 to 1932, May down 21 at 1926. Cheese markets were lower, barrels and blocks down 1, barrels at 187, 40-pound blocks at 190, 1 trade a barrel, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3¾ to 250, 7½, 8 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 136¾, no trades on the day. Dry whey down a quarter to 73¾, 2 trades on the day. Live cattle markets moved mostly lower on the day as a lot of consolidation helped to pressure the markets. Choice cuts were showing weakness, and that also pressured the markets. Now, feeder cattle closed mostly higher, all because of continued very strong demand for feeder cattle in the countryside. Hog markets mostly higher due to stronger pork cutout values, as the biggest gains were seen in butts 376 jump and bellies 327 increase. February live cattle were steady at 197.40. January feeder cattle up 225 to 274.10. February hogs up 45 cents to 83.62. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were relatively flat. A lot of consolidation in the markets after recent gains, and no exports were reported on the day. Soybeans were mostly mixed on the day as well, even though there was 198,000 metric tons of beans sold to China. Wheat markets higher, consolidating above nearby resistance levels, and also a slightly weaker dollar. New crop corn down a half to 456¾. New crop beans down 1½ to 1049½. March wheat up 1¼ to 546¼. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 425, February 425, April 430, new crop 397. January and February beans 963, March 968, new crop 960. Big River Resources at Boyceville, January, February, and March corn all at 434½, new crop 406¾. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in February corn 439, new crop 408. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 419, new crop 406, cash beans 967, new crop 974. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 426, new crop 407, cash beans 962, new crop 959. Red Wing grains, March corn, $4.47, April $4.60, May $4.62, new crop at $4.17, March beans $10.12, April $10.24, May $10.27, and new crop $9.91. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $4.24, February $4.28, new crop $3.98, cash and February beans $9.74, new crop $9.77. Cattle markets from equity, beef fed cattle 193 to 213, Holstein fed cattle 168 to 187, market cows 89 to 124, bulls 130 to 154, calves 70 to 1030, beef steers at 251 to 385, and Holstein steers 175 to 360. Sheep markets, market lambs 185 and down, light lambs 245 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 125 and down, goat markets, does 165 and down, bucks 180 and down. At Zimbrota, finished beef steers 192 to 211, finished beef heifers 192 to 206, finished dairy steers 171 to 181, market cows 97 to 120, market bulls 126 to 162.50. That's a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays, but now we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking Active Liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be warmer today. We'll have some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase with a few light snow showers this afternoon. It will be breezy, too, with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Our high today, 28. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 34. Get the bathroom remodel you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below 0.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't tell me the reason that you're calling. It's to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. 'Cause I know you and I know why we're talking. You want me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for a night or two, but now I've got better things to do. I could wash my car in the rain, change my new guitar strings, mow the yard just the same as I did yesterday. I don't need to waste my time crying over you. I got better things to do. Maybe when I don't have so much going or quite so many irons in the fire, I'll take the time to miss you like you're hoping. Strange, mow the yard.
Talk to an old friend, right or wrong. I had to hear your voice again. Unwritten law, protocol says to me to pass alone. I just wanted you to know that sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control. And you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Through the vine, heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard to tell. 'Cause now and then, what might have been interferes with what might be. And I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control. You're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio and cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Please don't cry, I'll say goodbye, and I won't call you anymore. But I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Believed in fairy tales that day. I watched your father give you away. Your aim was true when the pink bouquet fell right into my hands. We danced for hours and we drank champagne. You screamed and laughed when I got up and sang. And then you rode away in a white Mustang to your castle.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Susie Boggess and Hey Cinderella here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures single digits below zero once again this morning, but it's going to warm up for the next few days, and you better enjoy it because then it's going to get real cold once again. And we'll have details here coming up next hour in our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, we're going to have Cassie Sonnentag with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation in our newsmaker segment. There's an opening for a District 4 district coordinator. We're going to find out more about that position as well here coming up next hour in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Will the U.S. beef herd expand in 2025? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The new year brings continued questions about possible U.S. beef herd expansion. Scott Verilich of KKV Trading says it's tough to hold back heifers to begin that expansion when those heifers bring good money to the operation.
That's the other side. You know, you feel like this is my year to capitalize and to cash in. And for a lot of our older generation ranchers, it's absolutely that. We have such a labor shortage and challenges of our own, higher input costs. So it makes it a little bit easier just to load a few extra on the truck rather than say, I'm going to keep a few extras back. It's a lot easier to send them on along the way. And I think that's why we're at all-time highs.
He says it's not financially worth it right now for producers to begin expanding their herds.
we haven't had enough of the dollars trickling all the way down to the cow-calf guys. So the market had to say, this is why, you know, we're at high prices because we're unable to do it for this price. And the market's kind of fixing itself. So it's just very frustrating that we have the beef market that we have, that we have to raise less numbers to get the market to rally. That's really all that we have, the leverage that the packer has with all the formula cattle. And I think this is your after effects of what's happening from all of that.
It appeared that the herd had finally begun a rebuild in October, but
I really thought that we were too. There was a little bit of a time frame where it was going to happen. And I think that big 5 to 6 week rally really pulled it off. So, and then we have to note as well, it's starting to dry out in some cow-calf country in the north. We'll decide on the south how much rain that looks like. They had a little bit of a boost of moisture there this fall, but if we'd start to dry out, that could be the next thing that's going to curb it and pull it back in again.
The latest WASDE report is forecasting increased beef production for 2025. And it will be interesting to see the number of cattle available for placement in 2025 on the Cattle on Feed report, as well as producer intentions for retaining heifers for an additional breeding herd. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be warmer today. We'll have some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase with a few light snow showers this afternoon. It will be breezy, too, with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Our high today, 28. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 34. Get the bathroom remodel you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
That love was something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much. But this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with you, don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by, there ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. Some heavy blows that never knock me off my feet. All you gotta do is smile at me and down I go. And baby, it's no mystery why I surrender. Girl, you got everything. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have, there ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move.
But don't do something for me. I love your attitude, your rose tattoo, your every thought, your smile, your lips. And girl, the list goes on and on and on. Something for me. Where you kiss, where you cry, where you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me.
Something
where you look, where you laugh, where you love with all you have. Your dance, your drive, you make me feel alive. Where you talk, where you tease, by now I think you see.
High roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's 10 the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon. I've been too long overdue, now I'm gonna shoot the moon. I'd bet it all on a good run of bad luck. 7 come 11 and she could be mine. Lucky a lady in time, gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table, I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play. It doesn't matter anyway. I did it all on a good run of bad luck. 7 come 11 and she could be mine. Lucky a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I did it all on a good run of bad luck. 7 come 11 and she could be mine. Lucky a lady and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clint Black and a good run of bad luck here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits above zero, or below zero rather, this morning. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. The University of Wisconsin's excited to announce the 2025 Badger Lambing School. It's a hybrid educational program designed for sheep producers. This program is going to take place every Wednesday in February, culminating in an in-person session March 1st at the UW-Madison-Arlington Research Station. Throughout February, participants will engage in virtual sessions focused on management practices to enhance animal welfare, health, nutrition, production, and survivability. Everything gets underway on Wednesday, February 5th. Now, if you'd like more information on the program, registration is required. Just visit the UW Extension website. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. The dairy herd in the state of North Dakota, which has been shrinking for decades, is now expected to more than double after state regulators approved the construction of a $90 million, 12,500-head dairy for Riverview Farms. I'll have more when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
The North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality recently approved a permit for Riverview Farms to build one of the state's largest dairy operations in Richland County, which is south of Fargo. The project's $90 million investment marks a significant shift for a state whose dairy herd has dwindled from 93,000 in 1980 to just 10,000 as of January 2024. The new dairy is expected to more than double the state's current milk cow population. However, this approval hasn't come without controversy. The proposed dairy will sit atop the Wapton Buried Valley Aquifer, which supplies drinking water to dozens of nearby wells. Area residents raised concerns about the potential for groundwater contamination, odors, and other environmental impacts. In response, the state added stricter groundwater monitoring requirements to the permit. Monitoring wells will be installed to provide additional safeguards for the aquifer. The facility's manure management has also been scrutinized. Riverview Farms will handle an estimated 106.7 million gallons of manure annually, using it as fertilizer and bedding. Critics fear spills or improper management could lead to significant pollution. To mitigate those risks, the state mandated synthetic covers for wastewater ponds and developed emergency action plans for potential spills. Beyond the environmental concerns, however, local residents worry about the broader impact in their communities. Smaller, family-owned dairies face potential economic pressure from these large-scale operations like Riverview's. While the project promises to create 45 to 50 jobs in Richland County, questions remain about the quality of those jobs and whether local workers will benefit. Proponents of the dairy argue it represents a critical investment in North Dakota's ag future. Riverview Farms has identified sufficient cropland to apply manure responsibly, they say, and meet state nutrient management requirements. Supporters argue the project could revitalize the state's declining dairy industry and boost the local economy. I'll be back with more after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
While the Riverview Farms dairy project has sparked controversy, it also represents a major investment in North Dakota agriculture. As construction gets underway later this year, balancing environmental safeguards with economic opportunities will remain critical for the operation's success. And that's a debate that will continue to pop up across rural America in the years to come. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I don't leave any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart. See things differently. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper. Go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Stronger.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is inviting Wisconsin meat processors to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant through February 24th. The Meat Processor Grant Program aims to grow Wisconsin's meat industry and improve the long-term visibility and viability of the state's livestock industry. Eligible applicants must operate or intend to operate a meat processing establishment in Wisconsin licensed by the Department of Ag or the U.S. Department of Ag and be engaged in livestock harvest or processing. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production. The Wisconsin Department of Ag will award grants of up to $50,000 for projects that last up to 2 years and help expand capacity or increase throughput. Processors must provide a match of 100% of the grant amount. For more information on the grant program, visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website. Farm co-op and agribusiness giant CHS is building out its global supply chain and agronomy services as it navigates a drop-off in grain prices. The grain trader recently announced a new fertilizer terminal in St. Louis to increase shipping capacity. Earlier this month, it also closed on the acquisition of West Central Ag Services, which provides agronomy services to farmers. CHS first quarter net income fell by more than half over the previous year, the company said in an earnings report released January 8th. Net income reached $244.8 million compared to $522.9 million last fiscal year. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the third installment in a series of regulatory reforms under the Packers and Stockyards Act. That, in combination with other updates, is intended to level the playing field for farmers raising chickens, turkeys, hogs, cattle, and sheep under contract or for sale to meat and poultry processing companies. The newest rule gives chicken farmers better insight into companies' payment rates for their birds and will institute stability and fairness in what is commonly known as the tournament system. Will provide farmers with key information on capital improvements the companies require farmers to make in order to keep or renew contracts and give farmers stronger leverage when companies don't stick to the rules. We've heard many stories of farmers who lost their life savings or went bankrupt because of an unfair system they entered into when they agreed to raise animals for a meat conglomerate, said Vilsack. USDA announced the 2025 enrollment periods for the key safety net programs, including agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage, as well as dairy margin coverage. Producers can submit applications to USDA's Farm Service Agency for ARC and PLC for the 2025 crop year from January 21st through April 15th. DMC applications for the 2025 coverage years can be submitted from January 29th through March 31st. The latest report on foreign ownership of U.S. agriculture land shows that 45.85 million acres of U.S. farmland were held by foreign investors in 2023. That represents 3.61% of total privately held agricultural land in the U.S. This marks a 1.5 million acre or 3.6% increase from 2022 and a 5 million acre rise since the American Farm Bureau's last analysis in 2021. Canadian investors own the largest portion of foreign-held U.S. agriculture land, with 33.5% or 15.35 million acres of the total and 1.21% of all U.S. ag land. Following Canada, investors from the Netherlands, Italy, the U.K., and Germany round out the top five in that category. By state, Texas has the largest quantity of foreign-held U.S. agricultural land at 5.7 million acres, making up 3.6% of that state's 1.58 million acres of privately held agricultural land. Maine has the second largest quantity at 3.5 million acres. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be warmer today. We'll have some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase with a few light snow showers this afternoon. It will be breezy, too, with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Our high today, 28. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 34. Get the bathroom remodel you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Am I dreaming or stupid? I think I've been hit by Cupid, but no one needs to know right now. I met a tall, dark, and handsome man, and I've been busy making big plans, but no one needs to know right now. Got my heart set, my feet wet, but he don't even know yet. But no one needs to know right now. I'll tell him someday, someway, somehow, that I'm gonna keep it a secret for now. I want bells to ring, sing the white dress, the guest, the cake, the car, the whole darn thing, but no one needs to know right now. I'll tell him someday, someway, somehow, but I'm gonna keep it a secret for now. We'll have a little
familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The latest toll of the Southern California wildfires, 25 people killed.